Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Hey, we got big news in the personal life of one of the members of the Ace and TJ show. Riggins just became an uncle again for the, what is this, 11th time?
Yay.
Oh, between your two brothers, they got like 11 children.
There's six kids now. Six of them.
How old was each one of them when they had their first? Like, how old was Matt when he had his first?
35.
Okay, and how old was Kevin when he had his first?
34. Kevin was 33 when he had his first.
So Kevin is your middle brother. Matt is your oldest brother. And Kevin's wife, Peanut, just had this baby.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
That's now, the cutest.
They said they knew this was going to be a boy, right? But they were going to name it Bo.
That's what I heard.
Okay. But they didn't tell you that?
No.
It came through your mom or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you not talk to your brother or your sister-in-law about these sorts of things? Like, when's the baby due? What are y'all going to name it? All that stuff?
I talked to my sister-in-law more than my brother about it.
Yeah.
I talked to her last week.
Right, because he works.
Yeah, he's working.
He got
all the
a job.
Yeah. So I call her just to check in and see how she was feeling. I talked to her a couple of times. But, I just talked to her last week, and she didn't mention the name, so I wasn't going to pry. Because I know some people don't want to give you the name because they're afraid you might say something critical. So I didn't ask her anything. It's whatever the name is, I'm fine. I don't care.
And they ended up naming him Henry.
Henry, yeah.
Okay. Is there something special about the name Henry with them? Because that's what their cat's name. Do they still have that cat?
The cat is still around. His name is also Henry. And they said Kevin, my brother said, we'll switch between Henry and Hank.
Okay.
Like Hank the Tank. I don't know.
But you don't know that is that one of her family's special names or something? Is that anybody in your family named Henry or Hank?
No Henry, no John.
And this baby named Henry John.
Henry John.
Not John Henry.
No. Yeah, I don't know where they got that from.
John Henry was the railroad did the railroad thing.
John Henry.
With Paul Bunyan?
Yeah. Was that,
I think
that
so,
one?
Yeah.
John Henry?
That was Babe. The Blue Ox.
So
I don't know. I don't know where the name
Hank
came.
Is a cool name. Well, they're all cool names, I guess. But yeah, Hank is cool for a little boy.
Yeah. They like the classic.
But I don't know though. It's the whole naming it after a pet you've already had named that. I'm not saying it's weird. I just never have heard of that.
I've never either. And my brother is not a fan of the cat. He doesn't even like the cat. So it's like, why would you? I don't know. Maybe it's her dad. It's related to her dad or something. I'm not sure. But this is a surprise, definitely.
Are you going to ask him?
Yeah.
He said, why'd you name the kid? As an uncle, I would be offended.
They
named a baby after a cat rather than they name it after you.
I know. I know.
That's kind of offensive, I think.
I can see the point.
Just like when my brother named his second son, like the first one he named after him. My brother's name's Todd. My first nephew's name is Brennan Todd. Second nephew, his name is Dylan Michael, because Michael was my brother's best friend back then's name. He didn't name a boy after me until the third one.
That's BS.
I know, and complete BS. But at least he's not naming one after, his pet and not naming it after me.
A pet he doesn't even really like.
Yeah.
A cat pet, too, not even a dog.
Stop.
That's interesting, though.
Right
I don't know why.
Why do they hate you?
Well, in their defense, they didn't name any of their kids after my older brother.
Well, no, because they don't like him, do they?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, no. I'm kidding. That's another family I'm thinking about.
And nothing...
Your whole family likes each other.
Yeah. So. Nothing... My dad either. My dad's name was not included on any of the kids' names.
Are any of y'all named after anyone in the family? Like any of his brothers or his dad or anything like that?
My middle brother, Kevin, who now has the child, his middle name is my dad's name.
Okay.
First name.
So it's not something that your family is against?
No, but it's not much inclined to...
Okay. Well,
family names.
So this is the, of the three children your brother has, there are two boys, right?
There are now two boys, yes.
Okay. So if Henry ends up being named after somebody on your sister-in-law's side of the family, that's really offensive. If there's already a boy and he's not named after anybody on your side, and then on the, you know, the repeat boy gets named after a cat, which was named after her great-grandfather or something.
Right.
I wouldn't take that shit.
Well.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm not trying to start
it. Yeah, you instigator right now. Stop it.
But
yeah.
I listen.
Stirring the pot all the way.
I would want to make sure that the kid's good-looking before they named it after me.
That's a good point.
I'm more concerned about that. Like, if he's good-looking, name it after me. But if he's not, pick the cat.
Mm-hmm. He's cute, though.
Yeah, he's cute.
That's a very cute
That's a cute
picture.
Baby, yeah.
They made cute kids.
Was it a vaginal birth?
I believe it was out of her vagina, yeah.
Okay. So, but it wasn't a C-section?
No, I think they induced her. I don't know what that means.
If they induced her, then, she passed it vaginally.
How cute.
You look like a couple of goobers.
Yeah.
Aw.
That was the
they look
You look That's like your brother.
He's showing a picture of them from Halloween. And she's all pregnant.
Yeah, that better look like ready to pop.
Looking like a
I know.
No, I'm kidding.
I just thought you were getting fat.
Oh, they're scared. Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, so it's a big day.
And then your other brother has three?
He's got three boys, yeah. Uh-huh. All really handsome. And
oh, of course, they're his.
Yeah, obviously.
Right? So, yeah.
Six total now?
Yeah, six of them. Mm. Every time I turn around, there's another kid.
Hello, Weber clan.
Yeah. Now, are they all going to be, they're going to have more, or is this all, each one is
I got a feeling Peanut's going to have more.
Good Lord. Right,
that's your sister-in-law that just gave birth.
Yeah, I got a feeling she'll have more.
That's three. You think they would have another one?
Absolutely.
Four? Man, that's a lot.
Is it because they're all Catholic?
Yeah.
Is it a Catholic thing?
It's a Catholic thing.
So
that's a cute picture, Riggins. Look at those two kids. That's a cute picture. Mm-hmm.
They're the best.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one that told you, that he was going to lie to you or that you were a liar?
No, that's the other.
Oh, okay.
That was the first nephew that I had. He told me he was going to call me a liar at dinner. I was like, what does that mean? And then it turns out that he had learned that from an argument that his parents had.
Did he know
the word liar.
Did he know what it meant?
No.
To be a liar?
So. No, he was so young. But he gave me the finger. He goes, come here. It's like, what? And he whispered to me, I'm going to call you a liar. Like, get the F away from me. I mean, what are you talking about?
But it turns out he didn't even know what liar meant. He just, he had heard his parents use that a lot.
He had heard his parents, I think.
I love that story.
Well, that's a sign of trouble.
Yeah, you say that. I'm going to call you a liar.
I'm going to call you a liar.
Yeah, I can hear that in an argument.
Yeah.
I can easily hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Congratulations. That's another birthday party you'll go to in life, another kid's birthday party.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, at this point, it's just like, okay, now more gifts. It's expensive.
Wow, yeah, it really is.
Sure is, yeah.
Because then you got birthdays, and then you have baptisms, which in a Catholic baptism, the traditional gift is, a gold necklace, gold bracelet, gold something.
For the
chain.
For the parents?
No, for the kid.
Oh.
You give them the gold chain is what it's so.
Wait, and you're the one that does that?
Typically, the godparent will do that, and I'm godfather to two of them. So, yeah, I'm in for about four gold chains.
Wait, are you a godfather to? Are the two that you're a godfather to? Are they just one brother or one of each brother?
One of each.
Okay, is that the way they do it? They split up. Each kid gets a godparent.
I think you can do it any number of ways. Yeah. But listen. You don't have to make me a godfather anymore. I got two of them. I'm good.
I didn't know you had to get him a gold chain.
That's just traditional.
I have a godson. I didn't know that.
I think it's a Catholic
Yeah, she's thing. Catholic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's, I mean, I still have my baptism chain.
Now,
everybody's got one.
Alexis, is that a full-on, if something happens to the parents that you raise the kid? That's what godparents are.
I made sure to ask about that detail before I accepted the
responsibility. I thought
that was the
point. Yeah. But if something was to happen, her parents would be first in line to take.
Okay,
kid.
So then what are you doing? What's your responsibility?
Just spoiling, I feel like.
So isn't that the whole point of being a godparent?
Yeah, the reason you interact that often is that they're so that when something were to go wrong, I always thought that they are totally comfortable in coming to live with you.
Well, let's be honest. I feel like her parents are probably the best option as of right now. And then if I have to do it after that, then we can have a conversation.
But did you sign papers or anything? Sam?
No, I did not sign any papers.
Yeah. What's more common is that the godparents are responsible for the faith of the child, raising the kid.
Yeah.
If faithful.
Again.
Not. Again, what?
You're not Catholic? You're not going to be raising a baby in a Catholic church? Something happens to them?
I can take them to the Catholic church.
Yeah, and what? You going to pick them up later?
Yeah. Let me know when this is over. I'll come pick you up.
You walk in the Catholic church and see all those windows, you'd freak out. I was raised Jehovah's Witness. We don't have windows. What is this?
Regan, so your brother Matt has three.
Correct.
And your brother Kevin has three.
Yeah.
But none of them had one until 35?
34, 35.
Okay. So nobody, you haven't reached an age yet where everybody's like, hey, what's going on? When are you going to settle down and give us some kids or anything? Everybody's cool with it. Okay.
And honestly, I think this is going to work out better because my parents have their hands full. So let's let them get a little older. Then they can devote all their time to my kids.
They are so cute. Look at that one.
Yeah, they are
cute. He's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at those little faces.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, Riggins,
you have to have some babies.
Yeah.
You need some little baby Riggins or some Riggies. As I like to think of them.
Yeah.
The future babies.
Expensive.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But I really do want to know explanation about naming it after a cat.
I do, too. I do, too. That is odd.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Yeah.
I'm just saying not naming them after you or your brother or your, and being Catholic and all. I didn't think Catholics were supposed to name their kids after pets.
You're not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never heard that before.
And I don't know that they're typically biblical names.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that there was a Saint Henry. I'm sure there was.
That sounds like it would be a Saint
Henry.
Saint Henry.
Ace has a biblical name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saint Ace.
Saint Ace.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The saint of fits?
Yeah.
The patron saint of throat of fit?
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ooh, radio family member Eric sent this message earlier in the regular old morning show. OMG, please keep Alexis off the damn microphone.
Gotcha.
You thought.
I can't take it.
I added that last part.
Stop.
Please keep Alexis out the damn studio.
In the studio.
In the studio.
Out of the studio.
Whatever.
Yeah, you look like you're dragging today.
Ooh, it's been a weekend.
Oh, has it?
Oh, God.
It wasn't a weekend in my house.
Yeah. Well, it was a regular so Wednesday, Thursday at my place over the weekend.
Look at you, girl, moving on up where you get a weekend.
Shut
when nobody else does. It was a weekend at your house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we talked about earlier, you're the only one of us that went to a real Halloween event wearing a silly costume and all of that. And did you stay? Was it like a full-on party like you used to kind of thing where you stayed out late and drank all night and partied and all that stuff? Or did you come home like as 30-year-old Alexis?
I came home as 30-year-old Alexis for sure. I had a guest, so if it was up to me, I would have stayed longer. But my guest did not want to stay. She was not feeling it.
Oh, really? So it's just one friend that came to visit you?
Yeah. Yeah. We, she used to live here in Charlotte before, and we hadn't seen each other in about 5 years. So it's been a long time.
And so did it not just pick up where you left off?
It did.
It did?
She's just as annoying as she was 5 years ago.
All right.
So how long was she here?
She flew in Friday, so she was already at my apartment when I got off from work, and she left. She's should have boarded her plane already about 19 minutes ago.
Okay, so not very long. I mean, it wasn't like she was here a week.
Yeah.
And you complaining she got on your nerves while she was here that short a time?
Yeah, but I told her that to her face.
Yeah, but what?
Oh.
But what was the problem?
She ate all my snacks.
Oh.
Like, yeah. All my food.
What all did you have?
Everything. I always have the best snacks, and I don't go through my snacks that fast. Like, I'm good at, you know, having a little bit here, a little bit there, and I'll just, every time I go to the store, I'll get something I like. So I'm pretty stocked on snacks, and I have the best variety. Talk about freezer, ice creams, different types of ice creams, popsicles, cookies, chips, everything you can think of.
Okay, and she wasn't welcome to any of that?
She was welcome, but like, maybe, you know, be a little, I don't know, aware of not eating every single thing.
Okay, so the whole hospitable idea of help yourself to whatever you want.
Yeah.
That doesn't apply.
With a balance, you know, like.
Okay, help yourself to whatever you want.
Within reason.
As long as I get to set the rules of how much you get.
Man.
I don't even eat that much. Like, literally, she would get up, go to my cupboards, and she would get, like, a candy bar, popcorn, get some Chips Ahoy. Then she would go and get, like, the pint of ice cream. Like, I'm just like, yo, you are literally eating you're a Pac-Man right now. You're eating everything in sight.
Oh, why?
I'm eating everything.
Everything.
So you're saying the thought process of, hey, make yourself at home. Enjoy. I want to say, you're here as my guest. I want you to have a good time. Doesn't apply in your home.
It does, but if I went to someone's house, I wouldn't eat all their food.
She got a point.
Doesn't mean if somebody... Well, I'm not going to... I'm just thinking if somebody came to my house and be like, yeah, whatever, dude, eat up. Eat all of it.
I mean, she still ate all of it. I didn't tell her not to.
But you didn't make her tell her what a bitch she was for doing it.
I didn't say it like that.
Well, how'd you say it?
I said, girl, you eat everything. Like, when are you going to stop?
But see, that's the thing, Ace, is that women are much more selfish with food than guys are.
Yeah.
And it's crazy,
I guess,
how stingy they are with food.
I was going to say, I guess it's just like college roommate.
Yeah.
Women put their names on, this is mine. Uh-huh. And guys just go buy food and put it up and... You kind of balance it, kind of figure it balances itself out somewhere along the way.
Yeah, but I'm traumatized. Like, my brother used to eat all the food. My mom used to go food shopping, and he would eat everything. So I started hiding food. And I get it. It's a toxic trait a little bit. I am not even going to say I'm working on it because I just don't. I'm not. I just don't eat all my food.
So would you be in the same way if she would have gotten into your gummies as you were your snacks?
Yes.
Really?
Let me offer.
So when you said that to her, what was her response?
Nothing. She was just like, I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't eat like this at my house. I'm like, because you probably don't have all these delicious snacks at your house.
Right.
That's why you're not eating them all.
And I think 5 years, if you've gone 5 years without seeing somebody, you're come stay with me days are over, I think. You've gotten too much distance between you on that.
This is the thing with her. She's very spoiled.
Yeah.
So she always wants to be taken care of. And so the first day I did it, like, I made sure that there was, like, fresh flowers in the apartment when she got there and fruit and, you know, coffee. And I know that, like, I drink my coffee black, but I know she doesn't. So I got creamer and I just made sure I had all these things. So by the first day, I catered to her a little bit. By the second day, I was over it. I'm not doing this. No, I'm not catering to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
True spirit of hospitality on display right there. One day, yes. Two, uh-uh.
We going, not doing it. No more. Right.
But what was it like on the third day?
This morning she was like, I'm like, so my cat Khaleesi was in the room and she's meowing and she's like looking at my friend, her name's Ashley, she's looking at Ashley and I'm like, what'd you say, Khaleesi? You're ready to have the apartment back to yourself? And she's like, I know you guys are ready for me to go. I'm like, no, of course not.
Man. Oh my gosh, no.
No, we're just here.
Let but that's just how door. It is with us. She knows I love her.
Sure. Right. Well, so you going to see her again, you know, within the next 5 years? Or are you going, it'll be at least 5 years before you see her again?
No, it's going to be sooner. We do have a really good friendship, but she is very spoiled. So, and she knows I won't do that. Like, I won't spoil her. I'm not going to cater to her. That's not me. It's never been me. But that's mm-hmm. what she's used to. So I just call her out.
Okay. So... Yeah. Yeah, she ate your snack. Wow. This is a side of her that we haven't seen, guys. We understood when she got mad at the boyfriend for eating her leftovers when she had been working and he'd been schmoozing off, not schmoozing.
Yeah, that's basically what it was.
Mooching off of her and everything. But this is someone she invited to come spend the weekend with her. And
that was different because that had built up over mm-hmm. time, and the eating of the leftovers was just like that last snowflake that caved in the roof.
Yeah.
In this case, it's just...
But I still let her eat them, and I did not, like, yell at her. I just brought it up a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I don't see what's wrong with that.
I just brought it up every time she got something on the second day.
I called her back, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah, so if you're a lady listening to this, what are your thoughts on Alexis and this supposed really good friend of hers that she hasn't seen in 5 years? And, you know, she probably didn't eat 5 years worth of snacks.
And then she dropped stuff on my couch.
How dare.
Oh, my God. Being a spoiled bee. Dropping stuff on the couch. Wow.
That's fascinating.
I love her, though. Mm-hmm. It's tough love. That's just how I love people.
This party you went to the other night, was it, as you kids call it, a banger?
yeah, it was pretty lit.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Was it at someone's home?
Yeah.
Or at someone's studio or what?
So it was at someone's rap studio.
No, I meant like their art studio that you go to all the time.
But no, it was at one of my friend's house.
Fat Joe.
Yep. it was Fat Joe's house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She actually decorated it. So she did such a good job. Even the bathroom had like bloody handprints on the wall, and she changed all the light bulbs in the rooms. It was really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a pain in the ass.
It sounds like it's a big white people party. Was she white? This girl
no,
white?
No, she's Mexican, but she don't know really? How to speak any Spanish at all.
No, but Mexicans, though, really get into Halloween and stuff.
Yeah.
But white people are the main ones that go overboard. Yankee white people with it. But now it makes sense if she's Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that? That really sexy looking skeleton makeup that Mexican girls wear? What do you call that?
Dia de los Muertos.
Muertos.
Día de los Muertos. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty sexy.
Sexy.
Were there a lot of sexy costumes at the party?
There was. Mm. There was this girl that was Jessica Rabbit, that's the name. Mm-hmm. And she had no panties on, and I definitely saw her butt cheeks coming out of her dress.
Oh, really?
But that dress is a long dress.
She didn't have a long dress.
Oh, okay.
It was
because the Jessica Rabbit dress is typically long.
Yeah.
Big away.
Big away. That thing was bouncing.
Well, maybe the dress was supposed to be long, Ace, like your fiance Amanda's a couple years ago, but that big old ass stretched it up there. Like, ooh, it's a mini skirt on this ass.
That thing was big.
Now, the thing about this costume, I'm going to say, you can't wear panties with it. Panties are a no-no. Try it on.
And were the guys dressed in costumes too, or was it just girls?
No, guys were. Everybody was dressed in a costume. She put on the flyer, which I don't think that she would have actually done this, but it's not an actual real flyer, like the Evite. Okay, so yeah. Relax over there.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I already know what was coming.
A flyer. A flyer.
But she put, if you didn't have a costume, you had to pay $10 at the door.
Oh, damn. This ain't for free.
This ain't for free.
Was it at her apartment?
It was at a house. Okay. Yeah. Mm. And they had food. The food was so good. They had these meatballs that were just amazing.
Did she tell you were eating too much while you were there?
No, because I have manners and I don't overeat.
Okay. Just ask.
I eat my regular portions. Ace.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd ask. Wasn't sure. Now I got clarification.
Listen, food is like a very sensitive subject, okay? We're working on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God forbid somebody eat, two Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies out of the box.
I just, I might think about it to myself. Like, damn, TJ's eating everything in my house today. But I can never imagine telling TJ, man, you're eating way too much.
But I said it in a joking way.
No, you didn't.
I sure did.
She knew you weren't joking.
Well, because she knew what she was doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see if I ever said, damn, TJ, you must be starving, that he would think, oh, clearly he's joking. That's what it sounds like. Woo, Riggins, good Lord, you must be hungry today. Have you not eaten or something?
Dang. Oh. Only that's thing you've had to eat today is a tapeworm.
That's like a joke.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
At the end of our regular old morning show today, Ace was telling us that he and his fiance Amanda have a scratch off ticket, lottery ticket, that she thinks that they've won some money on, but they don't know exactly because the thing is confusing.
Yeah,
and they don't know whether they've won anything or not. How much does she think that y'all have won?
She doesn't really know. And to be fair, it's her lottery ticket. It's her deal all the way around. She bought it when we were in the store one day. She said she thinks she wants some money. I was kind of looking at it. I was like, that, I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me. And then that was really all I gave. It was the once over, like, And I read the directions on the back, and it seemed confusing, so I kind of just stopped, like, oh, you're smart. You'll figure this out.
Right.
Because I didn't really want to deal with it.
Story of my life.
And it's just sitting there now, and I don't know what the catch is. I don't know how the game works or anything.
Rob says that you can just – there's an app. You can scan the back of it, and it'll tell you what you've won or how much it is.
I'll try that when we get home. We could have $10,000 just sitting right there.
Hell yeah, man.
Or we could have a dollar. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or they could say that you owe them more money. That's a real gamble with a lottery ticket. You know what I mean? Like, you place your bet, and then if you scratch it off, it could say, you know, go back to the store and hand them $3.
That would be the way to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to abandon all the lottery games. You're either going to win $10,000 or you're going to owe a little bit of money back to the store.
Yeah, you owe us some damn money.
Yeah, you'll never lose more than $10, but, you know, that's the gamble you take these days.
I hope it's a big winner. Yeah. That's amazing.
Me too. Ooh, it's not. Great.
No, probably.
What if she bought a ticket, hit the Powerball or the Mega Millions or something like that, and y'all aren't married yet?
Her money.
I know, but would she...
Totally
would
hers.
She take off with it?
I don't know.
And they say, oh, you know what? I'm going to have to call off this win. Here's whatever you spent on your part of it. Psh, psh, make it rain on you. And say, I got to get out this. Yeah. I'm gone.
That would be completely separate from me. I would have nothing to do with that money whatsoever.
Right. In the same way if
you're,
you hit it,
you're hearing
obviously.
Me say this publicly.
Yeah. And if you got it, it'd be the same. Same thing. Yeah. She'd probably be standing just like all other women with their damn hand out. Their cute little hands out wanting something that doesn't belong to them.
She had to get in line. They have clauses for that in divorces.
Mm-hmm.
Ace is paying everybody.
I got to make a couple payments. Then I would be like, okay, now this is what we got left over.
It's got the most confusing tax situation.
But you think about that. If you're engaged and your wedding is coming up within a couple of months, and you hit the lottery, you're not legally tied to that person.
I thought you would be if you're engaged, aren't you?
I don't think so.
Huh.
I think you got to have paperwork.
Well, we don't have that yet.
So you hit the lottery, Powerball or something, and then you just say, everybody's going to have to just think I'm an ass because I'm leaving.
Hey, look, guys. I know y'all are going to think poorly of me, but I'm sorry. I've got $73 million now, and I am just an ass. My bad.
Right. I'm going to make sure it doesn't cost her anything.
Yeah.
But as far as anything else, this is my $73,500,000.
Guys, we're moving
on.
Yeah. As long as the ticket was not purchased while you were married, you have no obligation to pay.
People on the show, sorry. Everybody's mad.
Right.
I can't help it.
But I just can't help but you know, in my own situation, believe that I wouldn't, you know, if I were engaged and I hit, you know, $100 million or whatever, that I would go through with it.
You don't think
right away. I'd postpone it for a while at least just to see what the new world brought us.
Yeah.
I'd be like Columbus.
Right.
I'm looking for the new world.
Yeah.
Let me just see what's out there.
Yeah. Let me see how much differently you're going to act now that you think you're getting, $73 million with me.
Yeah. She's not going anywhere. So it's got you kind of, you know, what is she going to say? Oh, well, I'm not going to be with. Okay. You're not going anywhere. Shut up. Let me sow my oats, whatever you call it.
Yes.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Of course, then on the other hand, she would be trying to rush the marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, be like trying, we got to get confirmed to the Supreme Court before the election.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Like, no, let's postpone it so we can do a dream wedding. That's what we need to do. Let's postpone it a couple of years, travel on this money we got. Then you'd know by like the first 2 months of being a multimillionaire with her as to whether or not it was going to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you done gotten too entitled. You're out here, you know, barking orders at people and shit. You don't have any money. I got lottery money.
Right.
You don't.
Tell you what, I'm going to call this off, but here. Here's $1,000 for your trouble.
$1,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Get yourself something pretty.
Hey, first class one-way ticket.
Oh. And you were talking about me?
Yeah, I'd let her get home from the Maldives. It actually won't. Actually,
no, it won't.
It really let won't. Her get home from the mall. But yeah, do you think, and this is, there is no study out here for this with any hard facts or anything, but do y'all think that more men or more women would be prone to delay the upcoming wedding in a case like that?
Men.
You think men would?
Yeah, I think more men would be. You mean like if the guy won the lottery?
Yeah, which if the woman won the lottery or the guy won the lottery?
I think if the guy won the lottery, he'd be the more likely to postpone the wedding.
You do?
I think so, yeah. Because I think if she wins the lottery, she just decides, now we got time to amp it up and put some new stuff in there that I wanted that I couldn't afford before or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, he's probably just like, whoa, slow down. Huh? Let's reevaluate a little bit, see what's going on.
I would think that...
I'm going to need a prenup.
I would think that she would consciously value the upper hand much more than the guy would. Yeah. So I think that more women would be like, okay, hang on a minute. Let me see what I'm going to do with my money before we start getting married. Whereas more guys would be like, oh, we're almost, this is perfect when we're getting married. And we were going to be worried about finances, and now we've got all this money.
Yeah.
I think women would be more like my money.
Yeah.
Whereas guys would be more our money.
Of course you're going to say that. Of course you're going to say that, because you just made the argument a minute ago that a guy's going to take his time, drag his feet a little bit. But if she wins the money.
Yeah, but that was all joking.
Oh, okay.
That was all joking.
All right, well, fine.
Yeah. I'm serious. I do think more women would look at it as my money rather than men looking at it as my money. They would look at it as our money.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, even now when you don't have any money, women are more about my this, my that, my kids, my house.
Speaking of which. 90 Day Fiance last night pissed me off beyond belief, because there's a woman on there who I don't like anyway, and she's gone to Ethiopia to marry this guy who's a nice guy, he's a cool guy, he could be working a little harder, but he does, but anyway, and all she talked about was, it's my baby, don't touch my baby, telling him they're in the hospital. She gets angry at him for asking about a christening, which is a big thing in Ethiopia. Don't touch my baby, it's my baby, I'm taking my baby. My baby this, my baby that. This is my baby. I'll make the decisions about my baby's name. It's all about my baby.
Never. And he's the father of it?
He's the father, yeah. Never does she say, our baby, she just had the baby. And there's no discussion about, it's all about what she will allow. Will she allow him to have this christening because it's such an important thing in his life? She eventually does, but she has to make him feel guilty because she's Jewish and don't believe in hell, blah, 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 blah. I think it's stupid, but we'll do it anyway. So it's like, you can't just tell him, I think it's great. I'll allow it, is what she tells him. And it's all about, don't touch my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my decision, my decision. Like, oh, God, you're such a bitch. Like, he's the father of the child. Let him, you know, he has a say. He can pick up y'all's baby. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack it. Just reminded
me. I picture the baby wearing a tiny little number on his chest for the baby's first marathon.
Because they're Ethiopian?
Yeah.
Shaking my head.
Yeah, that's what I picture. Having a number.
But yeah, so you're right. It is much more. You know,
but I do think
her money, her baby, her this, her that.
It would be her money, and she may postpone the wedding, but not to make sure that he's worthy of it. Postpone the wedding so now she can put every bit of what she wants in it. So her wedding becomes even more grand and all, and then he would just be the placeholder.
Yeah, like maybe change it to a different venue because I wanted the nicer venue. Yeah. I couldn't afford it before, that kind of thing.
And then at any time, you know, he's just a figurehead in the thing. She could swap him for another guy at any moment, still have the same wedding, still have her money.
Yeah.
That's the way I picture it. Because women are mean.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what it comes down to.
We're mean.
Meanies.
Because I would do the exact opposite. I mean, if I was engaged, I've won $73 million, whatever it was. Shit. You never see me
I'm
again.
Out.
I'm yeah, I'm
Yeah, I'm out.
Ow.
Why? You thought.
Why would you be out? Do you suddenly not want to spend the rest of your life with this person?
Exactly. Yeah. It's different when I'm $75 million richer.
Exactly.
I'm on a different caliber. What you mean?
Wait, you wouldn't love that person anymore?
Nah. I'm good. Well, I'll get over it.
I'll figure it out.
I'll get over it. I'm good. I got $75 million to spend. Psh.
Yeah.
We about to live life.
I agree with you.
It was nice when I didn't have the $75 million. And yeah, that's the life I would have wanted. But now that I got $75 million, we about to live it up.
Okay. And you don't want to. You wouldn't want to live it up with this person you were
no.
you planning to spend the rest of your life
you
with?
You don't take sand to the beach. Come on. No.
Absolutely. You ain't that good looking.
Exactly.
You're not that cool. Matter of fact, I'm starting to notice a lot of shit I didn't notice
right.
before.
Yeah.
Like, your
all
eyes are
reflex.
A little too close together. I never really noticed it. You got a big-ass forehead. Yeah. It didn't bother me as much before, but now.
I'm $75 million. Yeah. Sure. I'm going to notice everything.
Yeah. Now, every time I click Apple Pay on my phone, I know that bitch is paid.
You know that thing you do with your eyebrows? Yeah. It drives me crazy.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I could look away before, but now, nope.
Yeah.
I can no longer look away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $73 million has cleared my vision.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
What up? If you got something really valuable and you're going to place an animal there to protect it, what are you going to go with most of the time?
Ooh, a lion.
You going to put a lion out there?
Yeah.
You're lying.
A lion or a snake of some sort.
Yeah. You'd have to have a bunch of snakes, though.
Yeah.
Either. Most of the time people would say a dog or some dogs or something roaming around out there. But I always think the other way too, Ace, if you could have tigers or some roaming around. Well, there was $150 million of illegal cannabis seized in a raid in Ontario. And they had kangaroos.
What?
Because a kangaroo will whip your ass.
They'll punch you.
Yeah. There was a thing on Ridiculousness one day. It was all kangaroo stuff. And kangaroos just kicking the crap out. I mean, literally beating the snot out of people.
Because they go back on their tail. They rock back on their tail, and then they can punch with all four of their limbs. They will tear you up.
Yeah,
Have you ever seen kangaroos fight? Alexis.
Yeah, like videos of it, obviously.
Yeah, and they've got you on the distance when they rock back like that.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to wade in under that and get a good shot in. They're coming at you.
I always remember, that's the video I was just thinking about. That kangaroo is bit like buff. Mm-hmm. Look how he has had the dog. Look how he's grabbing onto him.
The kangaroo has his dog in a headlock, and the guy runs out there against the kangaroo. That's a small kangaroo, though.
Look at how he's holding it with his hand. They're cute, though.
That guy punches the snot out of that kangaroo right in the jaw.
Yeah.
It's so weird to see a kangaroo holding a dog in a headlock.
It's so, because it looks so human-like.
But he's not squeezing him, so the dog looks confused, like, I'm not sure what's going on right now.
Yeah, you would think a dog could, a vicious dog could take down a kangaroo. But
that kangaroo looks pretty strong.
Yeah, but they won't get up on, they won't let him get up on him. But.
What? Look at that.
Yeah, why are they in a neighborhood? Oof. A suburban street fight with kangaroos.
That looks so
funny.
They're
in a cul-de-sac. Two kangaroos in a cul-de-sac.
Oh,
he can really hold himself on his tail? Like,
yeah,
that's real life?
What?
That just... Okay, I thought I was picturing that completely different.
They're really mean.
How are their tails that strong?
I've never seen that.
There's a boxing...
Kangaroos boxing one of the news anchors on a... morning TV show.
Why doesn't you know what makes me mad though? Why doesn't one of the two, there are three people on that, two guys and a woman, and the kangaroo's trying to punch the woman in the face and the two guys are just standing there watching. Why do they do something to help
her? Maybe she wanted it. Like maybe that's what she was going to do for the segment is that she was going to box the kangaroo.
She doesn't look like
but it's kind of like the kangaroo started boxing before they rang the bell. And
yeah. Regis, can we hear that? Is that plugged in so we can hear it?
Let me see.
I want to hear what they're saying. Because the kangaroo's on a TV show. I was trying to do it this way. Okay. He's like, please, can you control your kangaroo?
Oh, you don't actually let people. No, we do not. No.
It does have boxing gloves on.
The kangaroo is very upset.
Yeah, well, that's
he doesn't like it.
Who would want to have boxing gloves put on them forced?
So it's attacking its owner now.
Yeah, it's a trainer.
So,
man. Dragging him to all these TV appearances.
I think I could whoop a kangaroo's ass.
I would like to see
it. Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
a Joey.
A little baby
one? Yeah.
Okay, that's not nice.
But, I mean, they can still fight. A Joey can't. Joey.
Probably frowned upon, though.
They eat him. In Australia, it's their national animal, and they eat them.
Who eats them?
I thought that was frowned upon.
What?
Eating the kangaroo.
Everything's frowned upon nowadays, but I don't think it is. Because when we were there, Ace and I were there covering the Olympics. Back when, the Olympics was over there. That's when.
Did you guys eat kangaroo?
No, but an Australian guy told us that they eat it.
Yeah.
And he goes, he was complaining about it, saying how stupid it was. He said it would be like, if you sat down to a dinner of bald eagle.
Exactly.
But they do it. Because they got a bunch more kangaroos than we have bald eagles.
They had a shocking statistic. There's like 3-1 kangaroos versus people in Australia.
What?
I mean, it's insane the amount of kangaroos.
What kind of class does it fall under? That
animal? A wallaby.
A wallaby?
No class if you're boxing a kangaroo.
Class.
Zero class.
It's impossible to have class if you're boxing a kangaroo.
Marsupial.
Even at the fair?
At the unfair, you mean. Yeah, it's a marsupial, just like a platypus.
That's a marsupial?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Platypus.
Platypus is the only, I thought it was the only mammal that was born in an egg.
If there was kangaroos in, where are you guys from?
Louisiana,
would they eat them?
Hell yeah.
They wouldn't even give that a second thought.
Kangaroo hunting out there.
I mean, there's not a thing in Louisiana that hasn't been eaten at some point by somebody.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, look that up real quick, Riggins, and see if it's okay to eat kangaroo in Australia.
I did. It is. They said Australians have a, let me read it. Australians have an ingrained reluctance to eat their national emblem, but a number of chefs are now championing kangaroo meat as delicious and environmentally friendly alternative to beef and pork. So it sounds like, there's just kind of this feeling that you don't eat the national emblem, but that's changing, it looks like.
Well, and, if you're in a truly capitalist society, free enterprise society, then if you want more of it, start eating it.
Yeah.
Because people will start creating more of them.
He said, it's beautiful. It just melts in your mouth. And kangaroo tail soup is just divine. I'll be making lasagna tomorrow with minced kangaroo instead of beef.
I think there's a restaurant in Charlotte, here in Charlotte, that actually had kangaroo meat on the menu.
Really?
Yeah.
Kangaroo lasagna. Ooh.
I don't like regular lasagna.
You don't like lasagna?
Mm-mm.
Oh. What?
I love a good lasagna.
Who doesn't like lasagna? Yep, it is.
I don't like that. I don't like ricotta.
Oh, I love ricotta cheese.
Makes me gassy.
What, Regan? What?
I was going to say, you like ricotta?
I know it's cheese.
Yeah.
I know it's cheese. I just don't know if I've ever really had it.
Well, if you've had lasagna.
If you've had lasagna, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure. My mom might have done it differently.
Yeah, she used cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
Goat's milk.
I don't know what kind of cheese my mama put in her lasagna.
Yeah, Stouffer's.
Yeah. Stouffer's.
Whatever Stouffer's puts right in there before they freeze it. That's what your mom.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.